So last night in the FA Cup, very busy night of action. Some shocks, Portsmouth beating Ipswich 2-1 in that game. Big shock as Reading beat my team Huddersfield, all down to the man being sent off. And nearly a big shock at the Reebok Stadium, Eastleigh go to Bolton and, hold the Wanderers very close. Let's find out how Chris Jones, Vice Chair of the Bolton Wanderers Supporters Association, saw that one. Chris, do I need my bleep machine for this?
Almost. nearly.
Okay, right, so talk me through, right? You're sat in your seat at the Reebok Stadium. You're there, I imagine, with your kind of football family around you, the Wanderers Supporters Association, and then Eastleigh get the first goal. Just kind of talk me through what goes through your mind and everybody around you when Eastleigh managed to score first.
You sort of look at each other and go, oh no, not again. It was absolute panic, absolute and utter panic. We thought, that's it, we're out, our season's done. Because we needed to go through, we had to go through, just to give us some kind of hope. We might do a Wigan here, we might win FA Cup and get relegated in the same season.
Yeah, you don't want that. I tell you though, it's one thing for Wanderers fans, I suppose, it's like when you're at work and you've got no holidays booked, there's nothing to look forward to, so at least with the FA Cup and going through, you've kind of got that holiday in the diary now, haven't you? Something just nice and fun.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've got some small team in next round, haven't we?
Well, before we talk of the small team, so last night, right, you get it back to 2-1, and then Eastleigh make it 2-2. Darren Prattley, again, who scored in the first leg, it becomes 3-2. Those last few sort of 10, 15 minutes, whatever it was, were Wanderers hanging on, or was it actually quite comfortable by that point?
It was never comfortable. If Eastleigh put in two past you at your home ground, you think, no, this could go either way. And I think it was sheer determination on behalf of Bolton Wanderers that actually got us through that match. But fair play to Eastleigh. You've got to give them what the juice that they had for playing how they did.
So then, the small team, Leeds United. Next round, how are you feeling now with that? As I say, it'd be a bit of a relief for you because it's not a league game, but what do you think the realistic chances are for Bolton in that game?
I think we'll stand a good chance because I think Leeds will have about 50 managers in before we play them next. So, they'll keep changing things around. We've got a good record against Leeds. I remember being there a couple of seasons ago when we beat them 5-1 at home. I think we stand a really, really good chance now. I think it was just the chance of going down to the giant killers, Eastleigh, that made us panic a little bit. And I think you lose confidence when you're playing smaller teams because you think they're not as good as they are when they actually were. They put three goals past us. Sorry. Yeah, three.
Yeah, in total across the two games, yeah.
Yeah, we've scored four. Including an own goal, weren't it? Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is as well, for Bolton, you guys making headlines for all the wrong reasons at the minute, and last night potentially was another case of that. You managed to get through it though. One thing I did spot last night, once Eastleigh got their first goal, Twitter goes into meltdown as it usually does. The hashtag BWFC was very active. A lot of people wondering about boss Neil Lennon. Do you think there is a chance he may not still be in charge by the 30th of January, or do you think at the moment he's pretty safe with everything that's going on?
Well, we can't sack him. We can't afford to sack him, can we? We'd all got to chip in. Supporters trusted up, pay off his rest of his contract. I do think he's the right man for the job, and I've always said it since he came in. I think he's been dealt a really, really bad hand, and he's had it quite rough with injuries and then everything that's been going on. He came in, there was no money in the pot and he thought he could cope. Then he got told to sell all the players off and he thought we could cope. And look at us now, languishing at the bottom and almost getting beaten by Eastleigh. I would like him still in charge at the end of the season, and whoever the buyer comes in, I think they'll keep him on as well because he's a very, very good manager.
Which he showed at Celtic, but I guess different circumstances there. Next game, though, MK Dons at home. You feeling confident about that? This obviously a league game again.
Yeah, no panic with that. I'm not panicking. Oh, no, we'll be fine with that. We'll tonk them. I reckon somebody's going to get an absolute pasting now off us. And that's going to be on Saturday. Definitely. Yeah, we'll go through.
Love your optimism. Your optimism. Chris Jones, Vice Chair of Bolton Wanderers Supporters Association, thank you for being a good sport and joining us again on the show.
Thanks very much.